Hi, this is Terry Laundry. Welcome to the T-Theory Observations for the 9th of March, 2009. If you've had a chance to look at the PDF file, which shows the channels and the new T, which I would expect to be forming in a week or two, you can see the setup for the oscillators, which are going to define the left side of the new T, the green downward-pointing dashed line, which starts from the peak in the early December time period, is the cash buildup phase. And I have a little red rising line with an arrow at the end of it. That could be the beginnings of an oversold condition from which we're going to eventually develop a rally. It's not possible in T theory to say where the center post location of the T is. The T has to become symmetrical in its right side, which is going to develop its forecast. But the location of the center post of the T is completely random, so that's why the market has a half randomness to it. The question mark is the red question mark at the bottom of the T construction suggests that. Nevertheless, there are certain things that tend to happen. One of the things that would be likely, not guaranteed but very likely, is that we will see enough of a rally to bring the blue volume oscillator from its present little rising bottoms pattern up to the zero line, and then we will come back down one more time to new lows to set up what will become the center post low or the starting point for the new T. Another observation which I'm very keen on when you're in a steep bear market is that the market very rarely ever makes a major advance, which we can only be possible on the right side of a T, without when the lows are outside of the dashed green line, which is the lower end of the envelope. You can see if you look back into October of 08 that the decline pressed below the green line. It had a rally up in the latter part of October. It came back down. It still went below the green line, rallied up, then it fell down, and finally stopped along the lower edge of the green channel line only in November, and that's when you got the rally. We are below the green line. The green line does not extend correctly, but the number is 673, which is the upper right number. And since we closed at 683, we're actually above it by a small enough amount to have a rally. But that's kind of close, and the better way to make the rally would be to come up to the zero line in the volume oscillator, then come down and kind of make the thing a little bit more of a basing formation with more rising bottoms in the volume oscillator while it's staying oversold. And if you're patient on that point, usually you'll get it. Now, as to what the T can do, has two courses. It can either rally from the center post low throughout the right side of the T, which is what we call a bullish T, or it can give a pop and then drop to a new low on the right side and then have a rally at the end of into the end of the T. That we call a collapsing T or the bearish T. We would not expect that there is a rally to the fully through the right side of the T. In fact, I've gone back and looked at the 73-74 bear market and the 1929 to 1932 bear market. And there are different characteristics. In the modern era, what happens is the minimum rally that you get off the center post of the T, which is often the best rally you're going to get, is basically to the black line, which is currently at it's the 55-day moving average, it's 826. If you had a rally from the 673 to the 826 level, that would be a pretty good rally. However, you have to find the center post low of the T first, say, because we don't know that it couldn't have a rally and then go down to a lower low. And then by the time you have the rally, the black line is falling so that you're losing points over a matter of time. So it's best to be patient, but those are the rules. A good rally in a bear market will take you 1% above the, will penetrate the above the black line so that you have a little bit more leeway on the top. But basically, the problem is that when the market is in a declining state, a sustainable declining state, you keep losing over time because once this rally is over, you likely go to a new low, and then by the time you make debt rally, the black line is down to a lower level, and so forth. If you divide those numbers, though, the lower envelope price into the mid envelope, you'll get a percentage change, and that's what you work off of. And then if you get close to the percentage low, if you get close to the green line and you do find something that's a rising bottoms pattern, if you divide those two numbers, you'll get the increase in the price back to the black line, and maybe you can get another percent on top of that. But anyway, that's how you do the strategies as to whether you want to buy something, you want a short cover, or anything else. I would just say that our forecast is not for a low until we get to the middle of 2010. That's based on the four-year cycle, which I have researched from 1949, and there are no errors in that forecast, and there are very good reasons to believe that that forecast has been correct, plus or minus 6 months. So it could be early 2010, but it could be late 2010. And, so that's not here. And as I would also recommend you follow along with that long-term channels where we think the minimum level on the Dow Jones Industrial is 3,400 or 2,000, depending on whether you want to believe what historical bad times you're trying to pick from the 200-year chart. Okay, well, that's all I have to say today. That just rounds out all the possibilities. And in the next couple of weeks, we will be trying to pin down to a more precise level. But I think if you remember, keep all those things in mind, you won't have any problems. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again next Monday. Bye-bye.